This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios with the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, 806 here on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5. Good Saturday morning, Houston. My name is Will Doctor alongside the golf doctor, Charlie Epps. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour at Charlie Epps Show. Presented by Insperity HR that makes a difference. Charlie, welcome back. Little Thanksgiving break. You had a great birthday. How are you today, my friend?
You know, I'm one day older. You know, birthdays are incredible. I hear from all my friends all over the world because of Facebook and Instagram. So it's really neat to have your friends from long ago send you nice greetings and stuff. I mean, that warms your heart, you know.
Yeah.
So I feel good for 77 years old. I mean, I don't know how I'm supposed to feel, but, you know, I harder to get up out of the chair, you know.
Still wheeling and dealing, Charlie.
Wheeling and dealing.
But, hey, you discussed your Thanksgiving meal a little bit, which me and Sean obviously agreed with. What's the dinner of choice for a Charlie Epps birthday?
Carrabba's.
There it is.
That's our family birthday gathering place. We, my daughters, Nona and Mimi, and her husband, known as husband David Wiley, and our four grandchildren. Beautiful. And we set up a special table inside of Carrabba's that is really owned by Johnny Carrabba's mother, who started the chain. And
a little table reserved for Dr. Epps.
That's it. We had nine people with a lot of laughs. We couldn't bother anybody because there's nobody around us, and so we enjoyed a couple hours together and sang.
Yep. They all gather around the table, give you a good Italian happy birthday. Well, Charlie, I'm looking forward to having you. I'm looking forward to having you back. Great show ahead today. A lot of news on Tiger. It makes everything more exciting in our world.
You know, Tiger is Tiger. He moves the needle.
Looking forward to getting that right here with you on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5, presented by Insperity. HR that makes a difference. Don't go anywhere.
Listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios with the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, 812. Welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour at Charlie Epps Golf on Twitter, on Sports Map Radio Network, in ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by Insperity HR that makes a difference. If you're just joining us, a lot to do here on a Saturday morning. Tiger Woods back in the spotlight. Down at the Hero World Challenge, he gave us a ton of comments this week about his recovery after the devastating leg injury. We'll get to some of that. A great, great tournament going on in the Bahamas with the Hero World Challenge. Just a lot of good competitors in the mix there. A very modified field, but that's PGA Tour offseason. Charlie, over all of those stories, the best story of the week has to be the USGA announcing the U.S. Adaptive Open. You know, the USGA really expanding their reach, expanding their inclusion to allow men and women with physical, sensory, or intellectual impairment being able to compete for a national championship.
You know, it got me off guard, and I salute the USGA. I mean, we criticize them a lot for certain things, but this here is a far-reaching event. I mean, athletics for people that are less than able to do certain things, and that's one thing about golf. You know, back at during World War II, after World War II, golf was used to help the blind who were, you know, not killed in action, but they suffered these horrible injuries, and one was losing eyesight, and they taught blind people how to play golf. and it was very therapeutic. And my good friend Dick Harmon and I, we were friends with Eric Hilton, who was a long member in at River Oaks in Houston, and he supported the Blind Championship out in Palm Springs. So he'd fly us out to Palm Springs, and we'd work with blind people. And it was just so rewarding, and their attitudes was, you know, being able to play golf, and all they needed was a coach to aim them.
Yeah.
And then they'd just swing, and it was such a rewarding event for Dick and I to experience that. And now with this, because now we're going to have tournaments that support this from the USGA, I'm sure the PGA of America, the golf pros will get more involved with disabilities and also the veterans. So it's really a great story, and my hat's off.
It's inspiring. It's commendable. Great stuff from the USGA. And even, you know, of course, veterans and those who are born with these disabilities.
Right.
It's incredibly inspiring. But even those like Casey Martin.
Yeah.
Some of the great talents that have come through this game, some of the great minds. You know, it's great for and unfortunately Casey just had his leg amputated this year. But it's great that there's now a national open that they can look forward to.
Well, I mean, look at the number one all-time player. He had this horrific accident, and he revealed this week through his news conferences that amputation was even considered. Now, here, the best athlete in the world would have been able to play in the disability. I mean, it's incredible what Tiger has gone through, and we're seeing his swing just like it's normal.
It's like he's 18 years old again, Charlie. But and that's where, you know, with Tiger, you know, my first question for you was, can you believe we're sitting here 9 months later talking about a possible return in less than 2 weeks at the PNC Father-Son Challenge? Not just father-son now. I mean, father-daughter, you know, Peter Korda and Nelly are playing. But 9 months later, Charlie.
Yeah, no, it's incredible. Tiger's incredible. I mean, he has proven to be an incredible person in not only on the golf course but off the golf course, and he's withstood so many different accidents, so many different tragedies, and his attitude is second to none. So his foundation, we found out more about what his foundation's all about. So and his dad always said this, Earl Woods. He says, you know, Tiger is going to transcend golf. And with his foundation and what he's doing for the kids today, it's really incredible.
It's incredible. I have a little bit, you know, we'll get to it. Tiger's actually getting inducted in the Hall of Fame this year. And it's amazing.
Why?
And he has two halls, you know, this huge spread. And it's amazing how involved he was with the entire process. But he has his big check from the Las Vegas Invitational, his first win. And I can't remember the exact dollar amount. I mean, it was somewhere in the 100,000s. And then there's Sung J.M.'s check from this year, you know, millions of dollars. And it just shows how much Tiger really did transcend the game in just a 20-year period of time. Really. It's really unbelievable. But as far as his, you know, what we've seen from Tiger, we saw a video of him, you know, hitting an 8-iron. Looked 50, 60%, but looked great. And then the day before the first round at the Hero, Wednesday, he was hitting some three woods. So he did rule out. He said it's still going to be a while until he gets back to the real professional tour. But the PMC Championship in 2 weeks here does allow carts. So he has not ruled that out, and it's more of a fun atmosphere there.
Let me give you a little tip. We don't talk too much about golf anymore as far as instruction is concerned. But in learning how to drive a car, how fast do you go?
You start around 20. Yeah, you know.
15, I believe 20. The people that really want to improve their golf swings have to learn to swing in slow motion. Because swinging in slow motion will allow you to get the feel of the hands, wrists, and arms and the body making the proper movement and not really worried about making the club move. The club moves because everything else moves. And in watching Tiger, I used to, when I taught Angel Cabrera, I would ask him to make full swing, half speeds. And that's a drill that I learned from Davis Love, who developed Davis Love III to become one of the all-time great players. So practice in slow motion. And I saw the coach at UCLA, the great, now it's going to slip my mind, he won 16 national championships in basketball. And he held his practices.
It's John Wooden.
John Wooden. He held his practices, and he had teach him in slow motion, and then he'd just sit on the bench and watch him play in full motion. So slow, steady as she goes, learn the movements of the body and the hands before you really start trying to make that club move at 100 miles an hour.
World-class tip from the golf doctor.
That's it.
And Davis Love used to say, he said when he was playing his best golf, he felt like he had forever at the top of the backswing.
Well, his dad and we sat on his patio at Sea Island, Dick Harmon and I, and Trip, they called him Trip, his dad would give him his three wood, and he wanted to have him hit it with a full swing only 150 yards. Think about that. It's another good drill.
I feel like someone like Seve would have no issue with that.
That's it. He's a field player.
Yeah.
I saw. Anyways, great stories.
Great tip.
Memories.
Great story. Great stuff from the golf doctor. How about some more great stuff from our friends over at Insperity?
Wow, Insperity, what a company! And right now, because we're entering the precious time of the year, and it's holiday season, and it's time to really reflect on 2021 and the way we look back with COVID, with pressures from our family, everybody working from home. And Insperity is a unique company that was established in 1986 by some geniuses. And the most important thing to learn how to keep good employees is have a good HR strategy that supports your business strategy. That's really what it's all about. So as you approach the new year 22 and you want to grow your business and you need some help, and most of our businesses are small businesses that support this incredible country of ours, Insperity, it's HR that makes a difference. Log on to their website, find out some more information, call an expert, and I guarantee you 2022 will be a lot better than 2021.
When we come back, Hunter Bremer, CEO of BioLite, will join us right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, and then we'll get right into some more Tiger news, some more stuff on the Hero World Challenge. A lot to do here on a Saturday morning. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity HR, that makes a difference. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios with the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, 8:26. Welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour at Charlie Epps Show on Twitter on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by Insperity HR, that makes a difference. We now go over to the Progressive Guest Line and welcome in Hunter Bremer, CEO of BioLite, which is one of the best hydration drinks on the market, especially in the golf world. Hunter, welcome to the show. How are you today, my friend?
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for having me. I'm good. How are y'all?
Well, doing well. And here's the deal, Hunter. We're quickly approaching winter, but, you know, that doesn't apply here in Houston. So yesterday I went to go play some golf. It was humid. It was a humid, humid day in Houston. Fortunately, I had BioLite, and since you sent me a case, it has really changed the way my body feels. Tell us, Hunter, what were the early beginnings of discovering BioLite?
Yeah, so my boss, actually, Jesslyn Rollins, so they're an Atlanta-based family. Her mom had breast cancer about a decade ago. And her husband, Trey Rollins, who's a board-certified anesthesiologist in Atlanta, He does a lot of pain specialty treatment and tailoring IV bags for patients before treatment. And when she was going through chemotherapy for breast cancer, he kind of they tried a lot of different products like Gatorade and supplement powders and electrolyte powders and Pedialyte, and nothing really worked for them with hydration and helping her feel better before her chemo treatment. So he formulated BioLite to help with all of those kind of or to remedy all of those ailments like cramps and nausea and fatigue before each chemotherapy treatment for Janine. And here we are 10 years later, you know, selling it in the open market. So it's a really cool story, and it's really fun to, you know, work for a family-operated company with a really cool background and a reason for wanting to share the product with people.
Unbelievable. And from what I've read, this is a much more practical option than your regular IV, Hunter. You know, has it already happened, or do you foresee this product making its way into hospitals and you know, possibly replacing the old-fashioned, overpriced IV drip?
I don't see it replacing IVs, you know. We've definitely had – I mean, I personally had my first real IV bag about 3 months ago, and I was really sick. I came down with pneumonia, and I really needed to get the amount of fluids, and it was actually 1.5 IV bags. But no, I don't see it replacing IV bags, but it's also, we bring the same amount of hydration, in, you know, the 20-ounce bottle to the market for $3.49 rather than, like you said, having to go to a hydration station or going to the hospital and getting a very overpriced IV bag. So no, I don't think it will replace it, but I think that people will use it as a, you know, nice secondary option for getting all of those benefits of an actual IV bag.
Now, you mentioned how Dr. Rollins' wife, you know, some of the first drinks that she tried, because the Gatorade, the Powerade, you know, but I've definitely felt the difference now that I've converted to BioLite. But, you know, from a ingredient standpoint, from what it does to your body, why should people drink BioLite rather than just your typical sports drink of Gatorade or Powerade?
Yeah, so one of the things that we love, Americans, you know, we love sugar. We love things that are sweet. And, you know, Gatorade and Powerade, they all taste really good, but they have got, you know, 29, 39 grams of sugar in them, and they only have kind of scarce amount of electrolytes. So when you're drinking one BioLite, you're getting the same amount of electrolytes as 6.5 sports drinks. So, you know, you'd have to go buy 6.5 Gatorades and drink all of them to get what you get in one BioLite. So just that concentrated formula with all those electrolytes and B3, B6, B9, B12 vitamins. You know, you've got glucuronolactone in there. I know that's a big word, but that's a liver detoxifier. And you've got all these great things, you know, packed into one bottle that you're just going to get a lot more benefits from than if you were to drink just the regular, you know, Powerades and Gatorades that are on the market. And we don't even really try to compare ourselves to those markets. We try to consider ourselves one of the highest performing sports drinks in the market, and think that just with the electrolyte levels that we have, it's almost not even a competitor of Powerade because of how different and how much more beneficial our product is in terms of really, really high quality hydration.
I'm with you. You're in a different ball game. It just does, you know, much better things for the body. And like you said, this is really not only for hydrational purposes, also ingredients, you know, that can fight nausea, cleanse the liver, which is, of course, something we all need after these holiday gatherings and Christmas parties. Tell us more about how, you know, it's kind of combined into that type of recovery drink as well.
Yeah, I mean, that is one of the things, obviously, you know, if you overindulge, you know, you have a really big meal with a couple too many glasses of wine, and, you know, you just kind of have that sluggish feeling. You need electrolytes because all of those things that you're overindulging with are, you know, obviously dehydrating the body. So when you use BioLite, obviously it's really, really good for curing, you know, cramps, or headaches, muscle aches, fatigue, stomach aches, all that kind of stuff. But also, you know, if during the holiday season you have one too many glasses of wine, or, you know, you have one too big of a steak one night, and you just feel that kind of overwhelming dehydration the next morning, BioLite will have all those electrolytes and, you know, ingredients in it to make you feel better from that. From maybe those one last drink that you shouldn't have had the night before.
Now, as far as golf is concerned, I'm seeing BioLite in almost every golf shop I walk into. Now, are you a golfer yourself, or how did golf come about as a main sport that BioLite is affiliated with?
Yeah, so I played golf at a small college in Memphis, Tennessee, called Rhodes College. I've grown up playing competitive golf in my family. It's a big sport that we've always played. And I actually started with BioLite about a year and a half ago, and I started as our outreach manager when I first came on board, and I was really connecting people within the PGA, a lot of PGA partnerships within the Southeast, and, you know, introducing it to professionals in the PGA realm and really trying to spread the word about how BioLite is a, you know, really good product for golfers, because golfers have a very poor misconception of how badly they're getting dehydrated when they're on the course. Especially if you're walking, even if you're riding, though. When you're out on the course for 4.5, 5 hours, you feel depleted, you feel tired, you feel that kind of nauseous, you know, just run-down feeling, and that's what BioLite is here to do, is to help you kind of prevent from all of those ailments of being dehydrated on the course.
That's wonderful. Now, before I let you go, Hunter, great stuff here. Can you tell listeners where they can find your product in person or online?
Yeah, so it depends on what state are you guys out of?
Well, we're in Texas. Me and Charlie here in Houston, Texas right now.
Texas. In Houston, you can find it at Racetrack and Quick Trip. I think we're working on getting into HGB, and you can also find it at Kroger, too. A lot of Krogers will have really big displays. Jennifer, our sales manager in Texas, does a really good job of getting really good presence in Kroger. And you can also get it on Amazon, so you can have it shipped straight to you if we don't have distribution in your state that you live in.
Hunter, great work, my friend. It was great having you on the show. Best of luck with everything. We'll be in touch. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, guys. Y'all have a great rest of the weekend.
Yep. Happy college football. Charlie, it's amazing to see how far along the world of nutrition and hydration has come, you know, especially in the game of golf. You know, these guys just, they're not eating Happy Meals on the first tee anymore, are they?
Well, it also, it makes me really, at my age, when I go out and play golf and I'm not hydrated and I need some of that, and I don't need sugar, I need electrolytes. So I know you got a case, but I'm going to go to Kroger and buy some.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's the name of it again?
BioLite. No, it's actually, they sent it to the office and I stuck it in the fridge and forgot to tell you. So that's on me. That's on me, Doc. Charlie, let's talk a little bit about Rory here.
I think he needs some BioLite.
Yeah, he does need some BioLite. he might need a little more circulation. I can't tell if he's on the verge of a breakdown or a breakthrough.
Incredible. I mean, that was really surprising. I mean, the last few interviews he's had, he's been very reflective and how he wants to play and how he loves the Ryder Cup and how he's doing this and how he's doing that. And that's fine, but he puts the ball off the green. What's that all about?
Yeah, it's shades of those four putts at the Honda Classic a couple years ago. No, Charlie, I think from an instructional standpoint, I think you could comment more on whether he switches coaches so much. He really does, between putting coaches and between going from Michael Bannon back to. Well, he went back to Michael Bannon.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago at the European Tour Championship, you know, he had a 3-shot lead sitting on the 11th hole, and he bogeyed 4 of his last 5 holes.
Right.
And I think Rory's at a place in a very veteran place in his career where maybe those kind of things in his mind shouldn't be happening. But anyway, that's golf, isn't it, Charlie?
Well, I would give him this advice, and he's a member at Jack's Course in West Palm Beach, the Bears Club. He said, don't make golf more important than it really is. And at times, because of what's going on in the world, and you want to be number one, and all of a sudden it's desperation.
Yeah.
And you just got to sit back and take the good with the bad. And you're going to have those rounds of golf that's going to produce 4 bogeys in the last 5 holes. So cool it.
Cool it.
Cool
let
it.
The game come to you. It's like the golf swing, like That's we talked it. About earlier. Take your time. Cool it. Let it come to you. And we'll get to more on Rory,
yes.
More on the Hero World Challenge, right here on the other side of the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap Radio Network, presented by Insperity HR, that makes a difference, back after this.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios with the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, 840 here on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5. Welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. At Charlie Epps Golf on Twitter, presented by Insperity HR, that makes a difference. Great to hear from BioLite CEO Hunter Brimmer in the last segment. If you missed that or the rest of the show, you can find the podcast version of the show on any of your favorite podcast networks, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, you name it, the Charlie Epps Golf Hour is there. And wrapped up the last segment, talking a little bit about Rory. We talked about Tiger a couple segments ago and how he's finally going to get his Hall of Fame walk in 2022. Charlie, Rory really does already have a Hall of Fame resume. Of course, in his mind, there is still work to be done. He has to know that the elusive green jacket is what will cement the Grand Slam in a much higher regarded legacy. Would you agree with that?
Yes, but these meltdowns just don't make sense to me. I mean, he's been a very well-educated young man in golf since the ages of 12. My good friend Dick Harmon would go over to Ireland, do some clinics, and the first kid right up front was Rory McIlroy. And but he keeps coming back with these things that I really don't quite understand. I mean, the greats of golf, you know, I mean, Bobby Jones walked off of St. Andrews crying when he was a young man, and golf will make you do that. I mean, until you learn how to control your anxieties, control your emotions. Nicklaus always says golf is a game of emotion, and his great saying is don't make golf more important than it really is. So I think you got to have a balance, and now he's married, he's got a child, he's got to grow up a little more.
Yeah. Yeah, especially we talked about earlier in the year how well John Rahm, you know, he had a child. He's grown up a lot as far as how he handles himself on the course. Rory's still working on things. He's still working on things. I know this. You never see Jack or Arnold rip up their nice paper collars after a bad round of golf. I'll tell you that. Is that right, Charlie?
Never.
Never.
Never. I've seen a couple other guys do it. I mean, there's a guy named Tom Weisskopf that was extremely talented back in the 60s and 70s, and he was an underachiever, and he would go nuts off the course, you know. So
yeah, like you said, this game will do it to you. And part of the storyline a couple weeks ago with Rory collapsing, a Sunday lead was, the 24-year-old Colin Morikawa shooting a final round 66. And which ended just an unbelievable year for Morikawa, and he's back at it again, just one shot back of Bryson DeChambeau at the Hero World Challenge.
Well, he's the future.
Yeah,
he's an extremely talented young man, extremely highly, you know, his golf IQ is really incredible. To win early on, he won the PGA in a fashion that, you know, most people don't do that. To drive the par four on a Sunday,
yeah,
and you know, pull away from the field, and he's proven over and over and over again how talented he is, and to win championships. So it'd be interesting to follow his at Augusta. Is he going to be the favorite going in Augusta?
I think so. I think so. I think, you know, he's the best ball striker since Tiger Woods. I do believe that. And I put this season in comparisons to some of Tiger's early years in the 2000s. It really reminds me a lot like Payne Stewart's 1999 year. Just kind of the level of consistency. Obviously, Payne was in a way different place in his career at that time.
Yeah.
But, you know, to win the PGA, I guess that was now – a year and a half to 2 years ago, and then the British.
Yeah.
And you know, it's been an unbelievable start, really. And now, you know, here at the Hero, it's just, there's not many tournaments, Charlie, where it just doesn't seem like he puts himself in contention. And the ball striking is really unbelievable. I think with the comparisons I get with Penn is will Morikawa's putter, can it be good enough to win at a place like Augusta? That's been the only weakness we've seen from Morikawa in his career.
Well, the putter doesn't necessarily win at Augusta. The being able to locate the irons in the right places allow you to putt correctly. And his accuracy with his iron play is proven to be, I mean, he's pretty accurate with his driver from 300 yards away. Yeah. But Augusta, to me, is the second shot golf course, and there's, you know, you've got to have the ball under control when it hits the green. You know, if you don't do that, you're going to have some funny shots, and you won't be able to gain that great momentum and have it under control. Because Ankel, I saw him. I mean, I walked every shot with him, and his iron play, his ability to hit the ball pin high in back pins is probably the hardest shot in golf. And you either leave yourself a 40-foot putt or you got a nice 12-foot putt for birdie. So iron play is so important, and Morikawa is the best iron player we have in today's game.
Yeah, it's clear. That's clear. It's going to be really interesting to see, the odds at Augusta this year. Can he continue? I think so. I mean, he's already starting it here at the Hero. For an off-season event, Charlie, you know, talking about the Hero World Challenge, this is shaping up to be, possibly some of the best television we've had in golf in some time, at least through the fall season. We finally get Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau organically playing themselves, into a final pairing on Saturday and hopefully Sunday.
Well, think about this. There's only 20 guys playing, and they have world ranking points. And that's unheard of. It's almost unfair.
Yeah.
The other guys are can't play. It's a guaranteed purse. Last place is $100,000.
Yeah. I know.
Think about that. Yeah. And their world ranking points, and it's the ability to Tiger to go to the PGA Tour and say we're going to do this and we're going to do it for charity, and it's a great event and it's fun watching.
It is, and the TGR Foundation does wonderful things. Obviously, when Tiger spoke this week, it was something that he addressed first and foremost, something he's very proud of.
I mean, from day one, his dad said, Tiger's going to do some things that are much more important than golf, and that foundation, what it's done so far, is absolutely incredible.
It is, and speaking of, the Hero and what this leaderboard looks like, obviously, Bryson DeChambeau leading the way at 11 under, and I have to ask you, Charlie, did you catch any of the 12-hole match a couple weeks ago between Bryson and Brooks? It actually only went 8 holes. It was, it wasn't anything special.
Yeah. I must admit, I did not watch it. I did not tape it. I don't know why. It just wasn't.
You didn't miss anything.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. I don't understand. I know that we're looking for changes. We're looking for more entertainment in golf. But I was talking last week, Charlie, I don't understand how you can have a fair competitive match of golf that's only 12 holes. The match ended on 8. Brooks played well, but it was from a golf watching perspective, it was nothing special. Kudos to them, though. They did raise a ton of money for charity.
Raised a lot of money, a lot of food, and so on and so forth. But in the early days of the silly season, when we had the Skins games with Jack Nicklaus, Tom Watson, Gary Player, those four people playing 18 holes. You had different personalities, and you saw a lot of good golf. Annika Sorenstam played in. Those were fun. Those had more of a romance. They had the night they finished in the dark with Tiger Woods and Sergio Garcia. Yeah. They had that course lit up. But, it is – and it raises money for charity and awareness, and it helps grow the game. But I can't wait for January and have this season start again.
I know. It cannot come quick enough, and especially with this news of Tiger coming around. Charlie, Tiger talked a lot about converting to the Ben Hogan post-car accident PGA Tour schedule. Now, for those of you that don't know, the great Ben Hogan sustained a car accident very comparable to Tiger's. However, he was about 10 years younger than Tiger. But, Charlie, tell us more about Hogan's schedule after the car accident. Could we see that from Tiger?
Well, of course, he came, so close to death, it was incredible. He was head-on collision with a bus, he and his wife, and after that, you read the history books of Hogan's, recovery and how he started out. He would walk out with crutches to hit balls on the practice tee, and slowly but surely he built his strength up, and he went to L.A. and almost won his first tournament after this horrific accident. And those people, meaning the world champions, whether you're Hogan, you're Mickey Mantle, you have a different mindset. Yeah. And Tiger has showed us that his mind is incredible. So having faced, having his foot amputated to now really making some good swings,
the sky could be the limit for Tiger.
Yeah.
I think speaking for both of us, I'm putting nothing past him. I mean, the Open's going to be at St. Andrews. I think he can compete around Augusta into his 50s. I know that's saying a lot, but, he looks great.
Yeah.
He really does. Tiger looks great. And, when we come back, we're going to make our picks for the Hero World Challenge. A lot of good play going on. DeChambeau leading the way at 11 under, then Morikawa, Finau, and Koepka tied for second at 10 under. We'll do that right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on SportsMap Radio Network and ESPN 97.5, presented by Insperity HR. That makes a difference. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios with the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, 8:55 here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on SportsMap Radio Network and ESPN 97.5, presented by Insperity HR. That makes a difference. And Charlie, let's make our picks for the Hero World Challenge. Let me run down the leaderboard quickly. Bryson DeChambeau leads the way at minus 11 with Colin Morikawa, Tony Finau, and Brooks Koepka in second at 10 under, then Daniel Berger in fifth, and Sam Burns and Tyrell Hatton in a tie for six at eight. And that, everyone's within three shots of the lead. It's going to be a good week in the Bahamas. What do you got, Charlie?
Well, I think to make this a little fairer, I'm going to give you the first pick.
Okay.
Then I'll pick. And then you. So we'll have two players.
Okay.
And we'll play the aggregate.
Okay.
Okay.
Beautiful. So you're giving me the first pick?
Yes.
Okay, with the first pick of the 2022 Hero World Challenge Draft, I'm going to take Colin Morikawa. Who you got?
No, really?
Yeah, well, I mean, why not?
Okay. DeChambeau for me, and I'm going to put DeChambeau and Koepka together. Okay.
Charlie, I hope these two guys are in the final pairing tomorrow. Still not a official. Well, it is an official PGA Tour event. Is it?
It's not an official.
It's not official, but it counts towards points.
Yeah, they get
okay.
Play.
Okay. Well, it would be the best off-season event if they happen to play themselves their way into the final pairing tomorrow. My second pick will be Daniel Berger, who's sitting at fifth, three shots back. He's won the Memphis St. Jude a couple times, but this would be another great place for him to get a victory. But like I said, Bryson and Brooks finally playing their way into a final round would be amazing, and hopefully they can keep that going into the major season.
Yeah, I think we got a 2022 that's going to really be exciting.
Yeah.
Really being exciting because of the quality of play. The players, there's a lot of them that can go into the majors with a lot of, you know, possibilities of winning.
I think Justin Thomas is another one of those guys, too. I mean, he's coming off some LASIK surgery, Charlie, maybe getting his vision right. I mean, it's not like he even had a bad year last year winning the Players. But, you know, 28 years old now, Justin Thomas is. He has that one lone major on his record with the PGA. You know, you got to think he's going to break through again here pretty soon.
You know, Tiger Woods had LASIK surgery early on in his career, and it's really life-changing. And I had that, and my wife picked me, you know, up at from the doctor, Dr. Whitsitt, and we stopped at a light, and there was a bird up on the wire. And I told my wife, see, that's a male. My eyes are so sharp.
Just like that. Just like that. Yeah, I'm glad you told me that. I'm a little scared of LASIK. I should have it done.
But
maybe the golf doctor has me convinced.
Oh, no doubt about it. And then you have cataract surgery? Oh, that's really mind-boggling.
No.
I mean, here I'm 77. I can see the ball bounce.
Hey, great job today, Charlie. Thank you, Sean Mays, behind the glass, John, from Charlie Epps Golf Hour. Have a good Saturday, everyone.